Gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of IMCO Pesticides Limited, hosted by TIL Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sayyam Pokharna from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening and welcome everyone to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of IMCO Pesticides Limited. The investor updates have been emailed to you and have been uploaded on the stock exchange and company website. In case anyone wants to be added to the mailing list, please feel free to reach out to us. To take us through today's results, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Ashit Dave, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. We will be starting with a brief overview on the business and financial performance for quarter 2 and H1 from Mr. Dave, followed by a Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that anything and everything said on this call reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These risks and uncertainties have been outlined in our annual report. But that said, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Dave. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for IMCO Pesticides Q2 FY25 earnings call. I appreciate your continued interest and support in our company. I would like to begin with an overview of the performance and the challenges we have faced and the strategies we are implementing to navigate them. As reflected in our Q2 performance, it is clear that we have encountered significant headwinds, particularly in our export markets. Q2 has proven to be a challenging period for export performance, experiencing considerable pressure on both volumes and pricing for some of our key products. This sluggishness in the export segment has led to the top-line decrease of 32% in quarter 2, which has consequently resulted in overall lower business performance for the first half of FY25. The ongoing challenge from Chinese competition in the technical front remains persistent, and that we are facing along with the rest of the industry. However, amidst these challenges, I am pleased to report that our domestic brand cell formulation business has demonstrated remarkable resilience. This segment has outperformed our exports, showing year-on-year growth in H1 FY25. The robust performance of our domestic brand business can be attributed to the healthy monsoon conditions. It's worth noting that towards the end of Q2, we did observe some tapering off in the domestic brand business due to excessive rainfall. However, I am delighted to inform you that demand has picked up again in post-Q2. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about upcoming Rabi season. The healthy reservoir water levels across the country provides a strong case for agriculture activities in Rabi. Based on these favorable conditions, we anticipate doing more business on the domestic side in H2 FY25 compared to the corresponding period in the previous year. On the product development front, I am pleased to share that we have made progress. We have successfully commercialized 3 new products, which are currently being manufactured at a small and pilot scale. The commercial ramp-up of this product depend on several factors, including improvement in market demand, product registrations, and our investment in the plant capacity. We are closely monitoring these factors and are prepared to scale up the production as conditions become favorable. For one of these new products, we have adopted a strategic approach to maximize our existing assets. We plan to make modification in an existing plant through debottlenecking exercise This approach will allow us to utilize our current capacity for the new product while entailing limited investment. For any further large investment in the plant capacity, our board will make careful evaluation and make decision at the appropriate time. In addition to the new molecules we have introduced, we expect existing products like bifenthrin to contribute higher volumes in next year, particularly due to the recent product registration in Brazil has been received. While the current year has presented its share of challenges, particularly on the export front, we are cautiously optimistic about improving our export business in the coming financial year. We are implementing targeted strategy to enhance our competitiveness, expand our market presence, and diversify our product offerings in international markets. Thank you for your attention, and we look forward to your questions, insights during the question and answer sessions that follows. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good morning.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, sir. A few questions from my side. First question would be on the export side. So we have, our revenue has been impacted due to sluggish. So which area, so what could be the reason for specific thing? And what could be the volume decline on QOQ or YOY basis? And what could be the price erosion we have witnessed over these key products?
In export business, what we have observed from last few quarters is that the demand has improved substantially over the last few quarters. So the volume wise, we have not seen a major fall in volumes, but value wise, price erosion has been in the range of 20%, 30%, 40% across the molecules, and that has really created a lot of challenges maintaining profitability and consistent export orders from customers.
So, sir, are we seeing any visibility of stabilizing the prices as of now, and are we looking any up? Stabilizing in next quarter and will be uptaking in FY26, or it will be the similar range what we have been currently looking at it?
I've observed from last few months is some molecules have shown price improvement, some molecules have shown stagnant pricing from last few months, and very few molecules are still very weak, and because of the supply side situation, excessive capacities in China, dumping from Chinese manufacturers, some of the molecules' prices are still at very low levels. But, you know, so the challenges are different from company to company depending on the product basket they have. So for example, our company, one of the products which we were having a lot of challenges with price erosion of acute competition from China, we have seen some price improvement in Q3, and so at the moment you know, we are comfortable as margin-wise in one of the products, but we see the second product, chlorpyrifos, still struggling at very low prices. So it's a mixed situation, but I don't see a major change happening in next couple of quarters.
Okay, sir. My second question would be on the new products which have been commercialized. We have been into, as of now, in a pilot scale. So just wanted to understand, can you just state the size, how we have been planning to ramp up the capacity? And you have just said it out that we have been debottlenecking. So what could be the capex amount if we have been debottlenecking at our plant? And how we have been looking on our general basis?
So we've commercialized three products. Two of them are insecticide and one is a growth promoter. Now, one insecticide and one growth promoter, both these two products are mainly focused on Indian market. And we have our brand business for both these products and we are increasing our business in that segment. The third product is an insecticide for which we recently launched our brand and we are having a lot of repeat orders and the product volumes are increasing slowly. We are also exploring B2B business avenues for all the three new products. And the volumes, increase in volumes we are expecting in the Rabi season and the large production expansion will happen in next financial year where we will have some export orders also coming through for these products. And at that time we will look at dedicated manufacturing facilities for these molecules. But till such time, we are repurposing some of our idle capacity of insecticide plant and for which we are expecting not a very large capex because we are repurposing the plant. So it will be in the tune of 1.5 to 2 crore rupees.
Okay. As of now, it will be around 1.5 to 2 crore. Once it comes to our dedicated, then it could be around. Can you just give a capex estimate, capex size?
We have not yet finalized the capacity size, plant size capacity, which we want to start setting up from next year. We will take that call in Q4.
Sure. My third question will be on the bicycling. We have received a registration in Brazil. So what would be a key strategy to penetrate in Brazil and like if you state on a macro level that what could be the demand size potential over there, how we have been outsizing that, and what could be the strategy to penetrate in Brazil?
So we have been discussing bifenthrin business with a lot of customers. Since now we have our own registrations, we can have a wider customer base in Brazil. And so we have already initiated a lot of discussion with some of our customers. And Q4, we are expecting to get significant volume in bifenthrin as business. But the full potential of bifenthrin, we will be able to achieve only in next financial year.
So, sir, like, could you state out the capacity of bifenthrin and how we have been looking volume of tech? I understand Q4 will be our major key quarter for bifenthrin, but on FY26, if you can state.
Bifenthrin, our capacity is 350 metric ton per annum. And at the moment, we are not utilizing the capacity to a great extent because our registration has just come. And in our brand sale business in India is not that big in bifenthrin. But once our tie-ups start materializing in Brazil, we expect to fully utilize the capacity by next two financial years.
Okay. And sir, any competition we have been witnessing in specific product because it might be China would be competing with it products. So
China competes in all the products. There is nothing which they do not manufacture.
So, but sir, any do we see any like price erosion in coming years for this specific, or like the price erosion has been done in last quarter as well. So now it is not be like the price impact won't be there in coming years. So
price negotiation is going on. We have not concluded any orders as yet. We are in negotiation. And pricing out of China, it is very difficult to predict what is going to happen in next quarter. So we always have to, be on toes and, take the best judgment call and go ahead.
Yeah, got it, sir. Thank you so much for the answers. That is from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Gupta from AG Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had few questions. Regarding the raw material and the products, you said the prices of few of the molecules have erosioned, from 20% to 40% depending on the molecules. In the same way, the raw material prices have also fallen, or is it only the final product prices have fallen due to the dumping from China?
Both. We are observing prices falling on both fronts, raw material also and finished products also. But what happens is when the prices fall, most of the time you are left with high-priced raw material which you have already bought in advance. So, but yes, both prices, raw material and finished product, both prices are falling together.
Okay. So this you are saying it is expected to continue at least for in H2 also for the export market, correct?
Yes. I don't see a significant change happening in pricing out of China in H2 also.
Okay, fair enough. So second is for one of the bigger agrochemical company, we have this contract to supply. Just wanted to know how much... did we supply anything during H1 FY25?
Our volumes in H1 of the product which we were supplying, it was almost comparable to the last year volume-wise, but there was a big, huge price erosion in the product pricing. So top-line-wise, it was not the same as top, value-wise. Volume-wise, we are okay.
So that means, I think, if I recollect properly, I think we had done around 1,200 metric ton till H1 FY24. So we must have done the same thing this year also?
Yes. More than 1,200 tons.
Okay, fair enough. And how much we are expected to do in the remaining part of the year, sir? Any quantity they have given us?
In Q3 also, significant volumes are going on. Volume-wise, we are fine. Q4 numbers and projection I still don't have, but Q3 is fine. Margin-wise, top-line-wise, we are doing okay at the moment. But, as I mentioned, it is very difficult to predict pricing, supply situation coming out of China. So I would not like to make projection for Q4.
Okay. Sir, I don't have how much we had supplied for the entire financial year FY24. Do you have that figure in front of you, sir?
At the moment, I don't have the exact number, but you send me an email, I can give you that.
Okay, or I will rephrase my question. Will we be able to match up with the last year quantity?
I think the total this year's quantity will be higher than last year.
So it will be higher than last.
Okay,
good. So second, regarding the same customer, there were discussion to add few more products, with the same company, as well as, you were looking for some new customers also. This contract supply, any progress on that?
Not as yet. Everything has been finalized, but the start date of the contract is not yet finalized. So I would not like to give a date to that.
I agree. No, but that is with the same company, sir?
Definitely doing one more product, yeah.
With the same company?
Yeah.
Would you be comfortable sharing the product name and the margins we would be making?
It's a herbicide meant for export business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Export of their business.
Yes, export business, yes.
My next question is, see, major part of our current revenue, it's being contributed by three main products.
Correct.
Right? So with the formulation sales in the domestic market increasing and with the introduction of few more products, so I know you are trying to de-risk that dependency, but to see in a significant way, based on whatever the current scenario, how many more years it will take for us to, you know, de-risk this dependency?
FY26, I am very hopeful that situation will turn around for our company, since we have already received bifenthrin registration in Brazil. We are expecting triclopyr registration also to come through by March. So next year we will have our own customer base for both two products. Chlorpyrifos we already have, so three products we will have next year. So
okay.
our customer base will substantially increase next year, and then the volumes can really go up.
Okay. While the product risk you are trying to, you know, de-risk, but sir, this triclopyr, you know, through our you know, customer, we are selling it in Brazil. Then chloropyrifos, we are selling it through our distributor, again into Brazil market.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are saying bifenthrin as well as, you know, triclopyr also.
Correct.
So that means, are we not dependent on Brazil market too much?
No. Of course, Brazil will be a significant market, but there are other markets like Australia, Indonesia, Malaysia, which also contribute a substantial share in our export business.
So, Madhav, when these, you know, both triclopyr and bifenthrin, when you start selling directly in the Brazil market, along with the chloropyrifos sale, so how much the sales to Brazil market would contribute to our you know, revenues, let's say not in 26, maybe in 27 or so?
Yeah, it should be about 60%. It's just that the market is big. So,
okay.
Size volumes are quite large.
In one of the con call of another you know, agrochemical company, Indian agrochemical company, they were saying that bifenthrin and all, there is too much of competition and as well as the dumping from Chinese players.
Correct.
So the prices have fallen down very badly, they were mentioning.
Yes.
So we are getting the registration. Will it make any significant contribution to our revenue?
Just to give you a context on bifenthrin in last 2 years, the prices have fallen from $35-$40 to about $18 as of now. But as you had mentioned, that raw material prices also keep falling simultaneously. So, it is not that the product is completely unviable. Another way we are circumventing this competition from China is by entering into formulated product supply with our customers. So we give them a formulated packed product from India, which gives us additional value addition opportunity in the molecule.
But they will be sold in the brand name of the, you know, the Brazilian distributor, correct? Not in our brand name.
Okay.
Sir, chloropyrifos also, we had a very good sales in Brazil. What is the scenario for the current financial year there?
Current financial year, chloropyrifos in Brazil we do have ongoing business, but it has substantially come down than the levels of 2017-18-19 what we were doing. Again, competition from China. Volumes have not gone down in Brazil for the molecule, but yes, our market share has gone down in Brazil because of competition from China.
Okay. Sir, with this, you know,
selling as a formulated product, will you able to still make some decent margin?
Yeah, that is the idea. To maintain margins, we have to, you know, supply formulated products so that we have value addition.
Okay, fair enough, sir. So I'm allowed to ask a few more questions?
Yeah.
Okay. So regarding the formulation, we have taken off very well. Just wanted to know how much sales we have done in H1 FY25, sir?
H1 FY25, our formulated product sale... it is more than the H1 sale of last year, almost by 20%.
So that means last year, I think for the entire financial year, we had done around 100 crores, na? For FY24?
Yeah. So for us, Rabi season is a larger season for domestic brand sale business.
Okay.
Because of our presence in West Bengal, Orissa is very good.
Okay. Sir, then how much you are targeting for the financial year then?
About 130 crore rupees top line from brand sales business.
So that means you had a target of doubling within 2 years. So that means you are saying FY26, you should reach close to 200?
That's the target, yes. And we are adding new molecules in our brand sale business. We are adding new areas. And I'm very confident we'll be able to achieve that.
Okay. So now I know in the formulation, the margins depends on the turnover. So you had mentioned to us that as we increase the turnover, the margins also should go up. Would it be possible to share us, you know, what is the current margin we are making in this business and how it will be for FY25 and 26 also?
In brand sale business, we are, in all this difficult time also, we are able to maintain 30-35% gross margin.
Okay.
But the challenge for the overall business is when these prices keep falling on the technicals which we manufacture. So overall, it becomes difficult and challenging for the whole quarter.
Okay.
But then... we are trying to, you know, expand our product line. So we added 3 new molecules. We are now expecting larger share of bifenthrin business from export market. So all that put together, we will be able, we are very confident that in next few quarters, we will have a good position to secure business.
So when you say gross margin of 30-35%, how much it would percolate into EBITDA, sir? Will it be about 10%?
It is around 10% from brand sale business, yeah. It again, product category-wise, it keeps on changing.
Changing, I know. So that's what I'm asking for an average instead of getting into in detail.
Yes, yes.
So when you go up to 200 crores, how this margin would look like, sir?
We expect the margin to be on the similar levels. Because the new products which we are adding to our basket are the new molecules, and we are not adding old generics in our product basket to increase our sale. So we expect these margins to remain same, if not better.
Okay. Sir, I think you were to shift the existing formula.
Sir, I request you to come back for a follow-up question.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tisha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Little louder, please.
Hello?
Yeah, now it's okay.
Sir, when can we see the revenue coming in from these 3 new products? Do the material scale-up will possibly happen in the next year, or do you expect it in this year itself?
No, we have already started manufacturing these new three, all the three new molecules, but the volumes are not significant at the moment. So next financial year, we will be able to have significant revenue stream from all the three molecules.
Okay. Another question is there any update on the Brazil product registration for triclopyr?
Triclopyr, we are expecting to receive the registration by March 25.
Also, have we made any product registration applications for the three new products that you have talked about?
Yeah, we already have three more products lined up in registration in Brazil. So, yeah. But again, putting a date is difficult. But triclopyr, I'm able to give you a date because it is already, it's under review and the required data is already submitted. So now we can expect the registration soon.
Got it. Or, sir, as of H1 FY25, what is the plant capacity utilization? And for these three new products, what kind of capacity do we need to add when we take them to a commercial scale?
See, for the existing products, we are still about 70% capacity utilization. And for the new products, we are working on the capacity, which we will be requiring for the next year. So part of it we are repurposing our existing plant, insecticide plant, and in Q4 we will decide if we have to invest in a additional manufacturing facility for the three new products, and if it is required, then we will set up the facility.
The next question was, sir, this quarter our gross margins have improved decently, but our EBITDA margins have not. Can you explain why this is the case?
It's mainly because of our top line coming down. We were not able to achieve additional volumes, even though the volumes which we achieved in technicals like triclopyr, chlorpyrifos, they were higher than last year in numbers. Because of price erosion, we were not able to achieve the top line as compared to last year. And that is the reason, we were not able to maintain the EBITDA margins.
The second question is, what are the planned investments and timeline for scaling up the manufacturing capacity and achieving full commercialization of these three new products as mentioned in presentation?
So the planned capex for this financial year is only the capex which is required to repurpose the current manufacturing facility for manufacturing one of the new products, which is about 1.5 to 2 crore rupees maximum. And for additional new capacity, which we will set up next year for the other molecules, that decision we are going to take in Q4.
Also, sir, can you provide the details on the additional investment required for modifying the existing plant to accommodate the new product, and what is the expected timeline?
It's about 1.5 to 2 crore rupees, which we are going to finish by January.
Okay. Thank you so much. This was
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
I want to understand why are the other expenses higher by 15% year-on-year basis and about 68% on Q-on-Q basis?
Yes, you are right. The other expenses have gone up mainly due to freight prices going up. So the top line, if you will see the top line has gone down, but the volumes are same. And the cost of freight cost has substantially gone up in last quarter, and that's the reason the other expenses are very high. Again, freight prices have started tapering down in Q3, but not to the old levels, February, March, April levels, but they've started coming down now.
Okay, that is helpful. I also want to understand that despite the various headwinds that you mentioned, in the last 7 quarters, our gross margins have been highest at 25.25%. So what has led to this higher gross margin in Q2 FY25?
Brand, a very strong increase in our brand sale business has is one of the major contributor for this.
So, sir, are you quoting that it is higher realizations, or are you, or is there something else to do with
higher
sourcing of raw materials
in brand sale business?
Can you come again?
Higher realization in our brand sale business is one of the major contributors.
Okay, got it. That's helpful. So one last question from my end. What is the volume sold for chlorpyrifos in tons in H1 FY25?
In H1 we have done till now 1,200 tons of chlorpyrifos.
So when you say till now, you mean till this month or in H1 FY25?
But in the H1 numbers I'm giving.
Got it. Okay, thank you, Mr. Dave. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Agarwal from RC Business House Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, ye jo pains hain jo December 22 quarter se shuru hue hain company mein aur abhi tak chal raha hai, ye kab tak ummeed hai ki ye short out hoke kuch bottom line mein profits aayenge?
Sir, ummeed to yahi hai ki ye current quarter se ye improve ho jaye. Fortunately, current quarter, the quarter three, we are doing well, and I expect quarter four also to be even better than quarter three, and we end up the year with a very strong numbers. But jaise maine pehle bataya ke supply situation and pricing out of China bahut difficult hai predict karna. So we are very careful now in making long-term commitments, and that is the reason we have been able to improve performance in Q3.
So, हमें कुछ अपना business process change करने की जरूरत है क्योंकि काफी agrochemical company September में profit में आई है September quarter में.
हाँ, तो जो जिनके product categories जो थे उसमें, जैसे मैंने पहले बताया है, कोई-कोई product categories में price improvement, substantial price improvement हुआ है, तो अपने company के business में भी quarter three में substantial improvement performance में इसके वजह से ही हुआ है कि भाई एक जो product है triclopyr, उसके prices अभी reasonably अच्छे हैं और बढ़ गए हैं, तो demand also is also very strong, but ये कितना समय तक continue रहेगा ये predict करना difficult है.
तो बहुत ज्यादा डिपेंडेंसी ब्राजील पे, क्योंकि इंडिया भी बहुत बड़ा मार्केट है, तो वहां से हमको
नहीं, जैसे अभी मैंने बताया ट्राइक्लोपिर ब्राजील अभी इतना एक्सपोजर नहीं है अपना ये मॉलिक्यूल में, वी आर सेलिंग इन अदर मार्केट्स, बट आगे जाके ब्राजील आल्सो बड़ा मार्केट बनेगा डायरेक्ट सेल के लिए ये प्रोडक्ट में, और ब्राजील का सिग्निफिकेंस रहेगा हर एक मेजर एक्सपोर्टिंग कंपनी के पोर्टफोलियो में, क्योंकि वो मार्केट ही इतना बड़ा है.
तो एट प्रेजेंट जो टोटल सेल है उसमें एक्सपोर्ट का कितना कंट्रीब्यूशन है सितंबर 24 के हाफ ईयर कह लीजिए या क्वार्टर कह लीजिए?
अराउंड 50% ही है.
50% एक्सपोर्ट एंड 50% डोमेस्टिक.
डोमेस्टिक है.
तो उम्मीद ये है कि दिसंबर क्वार्टर और मार्च क्वार्टर तक कुछ स्थिति सुधरेगी.
December quarter में तो सुधरेगी वो, I'm very certain, but March quarter I don't want to comment. कोशिश
पूरी है. जो branding business है उससे तो स्थिति better होगी.
Branding business में उससे स्थिति अच्छी होगी, definitely होगी, और उम्मीद यही है कि क्वार्टर फोर में क्वार्टर थ्री से भी ज्यादा अच्छा परफॉर्मेंस आएगा, क्योंकि रबी सीजन का इम्पैक्ट सबसे ज्यादा क्वार्टर फोर में आता है।
ओके, क्योंकि एज ए शेयरहोल्डर मैं करीब 4-5 साल से कंपनी में इन्वेस्टेड हूँ, बट इतना कुछ होने के बाद भी रिटर्न्स नहीं आ पाते आपकी कंपनी में इन्वेस्ट करने के बाद, तो वो बहुत पेनफुल है।
अभी होपफुली चेंज होगा ये साल के बाद।
अच्छा, नंबर तीन में बैलेंस शीट में देख रहा था कि आपका जो डायरेक्टर्स का रेमुनेशन है वो बहुत हाई है इन कंपैरिजन टोटल सैलरी, 30% आप डायरेक्टर्स एंड प्रोमोटर्स को सैलरी देते हैं।
हाँ,
तो जो कंपनी थोड़ा पेन में है तो उसको रिड्यूस करना चाहिए।
हाँ, तो ये साल हमने अभी ये डिस्कशन शुरू किया है, तो ये साल ये अभी चेंज होगा, ये हम इसको रिवाइज कर रहे हैं।
हाँ, चूंकि कंपनी पेन में शेयर होल्डर को कुछ भी बेनिफिट नहीं मिल रहा है, तो
ये पॉइंट इशू हमने ऑलरेडी डिस्कस करके बोर्ड में डिस्कशन ऑलरेडी हो चुका है और हम इसको एड्रेस कर रहे हैं।
ओके, ये जो एट प्रेजेंट जो कैपेसिटी है उसमें पीक टॉप लाइन क्या उम्मीद कर सकते हैं कंपनी में, जो प्रेजेंट एट प्रेजेंट जितना भी आपके तंजिश में कैपेसिटी है, जो भी आपके प्रोडक्ट पाइपलाइन में है, तो 25-26 नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में क्या वॉल्यूम्स टॉप लाइन में हम क्या समझ सकते हैं कि क्या आना चाहिए?
जैसे मैंने बताया वॉल्यूम्स ये साल में भी वॉल्यूम्स तो अगले साल से ज्यादा ही है, वॉल्यूम हमने अचीव किया है और आगे के साल में भी वॉल्यूम वाइज हम और ऑलमोस्ट 15-20% इंक्रीज वॉल्यूम एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं। लेकिन प्राइसिंग वाइज, टॉप लाइन वाइज, प्रोडक्ट प्राइसिंग वाइज क्या प्राइसिंग रहेगा नेक्स्ट ईयर के लिए, वो इम्पोर्टेंट है देखने के लिए।
बट ब्रांडिंग बिजनेस से तो आपको बेनिफिट मिलेगा ना, टॉप लाइन में और बॉटम लाइन में दोनों?
जरूर जरूर मिलेगा।
ओके, थैंक यू, दैट्स ऑल फ्रॉम माय साइड।
थैंक यू।
लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन। The next follow-up question is from the line of Ashok Gupta from AG Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again, sir. Sir, regarding the capacity, you had mentioned bifenthrin is around 350 metric ton. What about triclopyr and chloropyrifos, sir?
Triclopyr, our capacity is 4,000 metric ton.
Okay.
And chloropyrifos is 2,500 metric ton.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, secondly, sir, regarding the, you know, the formulation, we had acquired some space near the existing plant area and we were to shift the formulation plant. Has it been done now?
Not yet. We have taken possession of both the new premises, but we have not initiated capital expense on both the facilities. But next year, definitely the first project would be to set up a new formulation plant to add capacity, not shift the plant, to add capacity.
So you will not be shifting because you were to come up with some R&D facilities at that place, right?
Yes. So, but we have now two new plots. So that will be this targeted at the second plot.
Okay. Sir, this now, the current formulations plan that we have, how much turnover that we can make? Because I remember you had mentioned in the earlier call around 100 crores.
Yeah, it so is, I think, right, it's almost at full capacity right now. So okay. We are already facing a lot of supply issues for our brand sale business, which is growing continuously. So okay. Now, till the time we have the new additional facility available, we are now having different arrangements with other formulation companies to do some job work for our brands, okay. The brands which are large. So we are relieving some of our capacity.
Okay. Sir, second, as the sales of this formulation or the branded products are going up, our debtor days are also doubling up. So what is the normal credit period extended to our distributors and dealers?
Normal credit period extended is normally 90 days, 60 to 90 days, depending on the customer profile. but it does go up beyond 90 days in most of the cases.
Correct. But is there any issues with the collection subsequently, sir? Have we faced
any delays? There are delays with collections, but we have not seen any significant bad debts from any of our formulation business as yet.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, there were in the earlier calls you had mentioned, to do CapEx of 35 crores in FY25, like 15 crores for the formulation and rest for an intermediate plant, something like that. So now you have mentioned formulation, we have not done any CapEx. So this intermediate also, plant also has been put into back burner?
On hold. Both the major CapEx is on hold. See, we don't want to burden the cash flow of the company with additional CapEx in this difficult time.
Okay.
We want to first stabilize the current business and then venture into additional CapEx.
This intermediate was supposed to be for the domestic market?
Yes, domestic market.
And what was the capacity we had planned, sir?
We had planned different capacities for different intermediates. So it was like overall, it was supposed to be about 2,000 tons capacity plant. It is still very much in planning. As soon as we see some stability in profitability and our margins improve in few quarters, we will take that call and start the investment.
Okay. So this 2,000 metric ton capacity, you're saying it is not for just one intermediate, it is for 2-3 intermediates, right?
Intermediates, yes.
Okay. And as and when we do it, how much we can expect the turnover, sir, from this 2,000?
It was about 300 to 350 crore it would result in top line. That was the total target. But we will talk about this when we are, close to actually.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, other than this product, this project, there were another two molecules you wanted to manufacture. One is insecticide in Q3 and one of herbicide in Q4 of last financial year. I think those also have been deferred?
No, we started three molecules. We already started manufacturing.
No, but that is, one is the growth promoter and two insecticides. This growth promoter is a herbicide?
No. The herbicide project is the for the new plant which we were discussing. That is, as of now, it is deferred till next year. Again, there are certain patent issues which we are circumventing until 26. The patents are existing, so we are not in a hurry. Registrations are also going on.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sir, now just to get, because we are getting confused with the so many products, some are you're introducing, some are deferring, or some are in the registration. As in today, how many products that company is pursuing for registrations in the export market?
So current, we are pursuing three more registrations apart from the two registrations which are close. One we have received, one is close to receiving.
Right, okay, yes. That is in the Brazil market.
Yeah. So three new.
So other than three.
In pipeline.
Okay. And for the domestic market, whatever these new products you are talking of, we have the approval?
Yes, for domestic market, we have already the registration. We have already started selling these products. For these products, we already have our own brand. Now we are pursuing B2B business opportunities for these three molecules. And next quarter, we will decide on the additional capacity we will need for all the three new molecules.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are, Rishikesh.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I would like to ask, what is our revenue target for FY26, revenue target and EBITDA margin target?
Revenue target, we want to achieve 210 plus this year. And EBITDA margins, we want to, as I said, Q4, pricing of Q4 on most of our molecules is not very clear. It is difficult to predict what is the pricing going to be in Q4. But so far, as the way Q3 numbers are there, we expect to be profitable by the end of the year.
And for FY26, can you share your revenue and EBITDA margins target?
FY26, we have the plan, but I think next quarter we will be a better time to predict on the numbers for FY26.
Sure, and if I heard correctly, you said you have a target in your branded business to do 200 crore revenue by FY26.
In next 2 years, yeah, 26, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as the last question. On behalf of Emco Pesticides Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for attending. Thank you.